VAT gatekeeping is a strategic compliance lever. Italy is recalibrating how it monitors and controls foreign business activity within its borders, and fiscal representatives are now squarely in the spotlight. Effective April 17, 2025, sweeping procedural changes will force a rethinking of how non-EU businesses approach VAT registration and representation in one of the EU's most complex tax environments. At issue is not just paperwork, it's compliance credibility. Through new documentation and guarantee obligations, the Agenzia delle Entrate is effectively turning fiscal representatives into co-stakeholders in enforcement. For multinationals and cross-border traders, this adds new layers of due diligence, cost, and risk. What's changing, and why it matters? The Italian Revenue Agency's recent clarifications under Article 17.3 of Presidential Decree No. 633/1972 outline two pivotal requirements. 1. Honorability declaration. Every individual legal representative involved in VAT declarations must confirm adherence to honorability criteria outlined in Ministerial Decree No. 164/1999. These criteria, originally designed for tax intermediaries and accountants, now extend to fiscal representation, a shift that blurs the line between commercial representation and regulatory gatekeeping. 2. Mandatory financial guarantee. A new sliding scale guarantee requirement, €30,000 to €2 million, based on the number of taxpayers represented, creates a significant financial barrier for smaller firms and consultants, while signaling heightened scrutiny for large-scale intermediaries. Crucially, guarantees must remain valid for at least 48 months, and must follow strict formatting, bond deposits or bank guarantees in line with revenue agency templates. Authorization is contingent on successful review, with no deemed approval pathway. Key compliance deadlines. Effective date, April 17, 2025. New rules apply to all new or updated VAT representations. Transition window. Existing fiscal representatives must comply by June 16, 2025, or risk deregistration of their client entities. Penalty regime. Fines from €3,000 to €50,000, non-cumulative, a rare application of enforcement without cumulo juridico relief. Strategic implications across sectors. Non-EU businesses. Any foreign company trading in Italy that requires a fiscal representative, e.g., e-commerce sellers, digital platforms, or goods importers, must reassess their intermediaries now. Risk tolerance, capital strength, and administrative capabilities of these reps are no longer marginal concerns, they're core business criteria. Advisory firms and service providers. Compliance is now resource intensive. Small firms must either scale their guarantee capital or exit the fiscal representative market. Larger players may find new opportunities, but also greater regulatory burden. Expect market consolidation as the costs of entry rise. Tax authorities across the EU. Italy's move could ripple outward. Other jurisdictions, notably France, Spain, and Belgium, may revisit their own fiscal representative frameworks, especially under pressure to improve VAT collection in cross-border B2C and B2B contexts. As the EU eyes digital VAT reforms, this model could serve as a prototype. How to prepare and pivot for non-EU businesses? Audit your fiscal representative arrangements now, not in Q1 2025. Ensure contractual clarity on who bears responsibility for the guarantee. Consider direct registration options, if eligible, or shift operations to EU entities where possible. For fiscal representatives, begin capital planning immediately. Financial institutions will need time to issue compliant guarantees. Update onboarding procedures. Build honorability verification into KYC and compliance intake processes. Prepare for audits. Expect the Agenzia to use these requirements as a pretext for deeper scrutiny. For tax technology providers, automate documentation workflows. Provide guarantee monitoring dashboards. Expiration tracking will be essential. Offer integrated honorability declaration tools, especially for multi-representative legal entities. Risks, enforcement, and market shifts. The severity of penalties, and the denial of cumulo juridico, leniency, sends a clear message. Italy is raising the stakes on indirect tax compliance. While positioned as procedural, these changes materially alter the economics and legal exposure of operating through fiscal representatives. We may see, increased deregistration risks for non-compliant reps and their